husband's debts if the count agrees to marry the object of his affection. The marriage would be a sham, but really, what marriage isn't? Sorry, happy anniversary, honey. Anyway, the move would make her royalty, a divorce would make her single, and the prince would make her his wife. How could it possibly go wrong? Find out right now at soundbeat.org. This episode was written in part by Syracuse University student Craig Kober as part of the Soundbeat class partnership. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
88.5 FM, the voice of Maui.
It's time to pound the poi on the local show. KAKU-FM Kahului Maui, the voice of Maui.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy,
be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Aloha, you're on the local show with me, Baratoni Midnight, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. We're broadcasting out of Akaku Maui Community Media Center in downtown Kahului. And we got a special segment right here at the beginning of the hour. We have some amazing people here from the FEMA organization, right? The FEMA organization. And they'll be talking about some upcoming events and other information for the people out there, especially we're still gathering together and making things, you know, work for the people of Lahaina and people of Maui alone. So, aloha. How are you? Introduce yourselves.
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Veronica Verde, and I'm with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA. Thank you for having us here today.
Yes, no problem. Aloha.
Thank you. And my name is Barbara Nias. I represent the U.S. Small Business Administration, Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience, and our public information officer. Yes, we're trying to help out, and people had damage from the August 8th wildfires.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, Aloha, so what's the task going on right now? How are you people helping out everybody? What programs are available for people right now?
Well, sure. Well, let me give you just a quick statistics. You know, we are still supporting the recovery efforts. Mm-hmm. We have over $60 million that we've provided in grant assistance to over like 17,000 Maui families. So we're continuing to help support those endeavors. We've provided funding for housing assistance and repair, as well as what we call our other needs assistance. That's for personal property. It's also for transportation and any other essential needs. But right now what we're really focused on is we did have an update just regarding an extension for our direct, for our individual house program. Mm-hmm. That includes the direct lease program and also rental assistance. That was set to expire on February the 10th, and that's been extended for another year.
Okay, good.
So we just want to let you know, the families that are already in that program know that that has been extended. If they do have any questions just regarding that extension, we are asking for folks to come and visit us. We have two locations. One is at the Lahaina Gateway Center. Mm-hmm. That's open from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. And also we're located at the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement. Aid Service Center. They're open from 9 to 5. So come down, come talk to us, and let's see if we can help you with any questions that you may have.
Amazing. And you also, every week, they have the Lahaina town meeting, too. Are you guys always over there, too, talking with the people?
Yes, so we're supporting that every week. Sometimes we are speaking at those events, or other times we're there just in case if there's any questions, you know, that they may have for FEMA.
Amazing. Awesome.
Yes, and we're here for the long haul. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, that we're dedicated to ensuring to the community in Lahaina is just to make sure that, you know, we're going to be here. We're also supporting what we call our long-term recovery office. And so we're hiring people to stay here for the long haul to make sure that everybody gets assisted. And of course, if they have like any questions or help just regarding, you know, their recovery, that we're there every step of the way.
Awesome.
Yes. And also, we do also have a group housing a site that should be opening up in the next couple of months. This is all part of our direct lease program. Those are for individuals that are already part of the program. We're going to be bringing in what we call modular homes to actually house people until they're able to find something that's more long-term for them.
Amazing. Yeah, I seen like videos of like a lot of these homes that are being out there, like they're being introduced, you know, like maybe like those small little houses and stuff like that. One is interesting to me that I recently seen, I don't know what the price is for it, but they have these fold out houses now that you can order. Like, I don't know what company has that, but they're like houses that would come in and you can actually unfold it to make like a full house.
We've seen those, so we, you know, we are looking at a lot of those modular units are being built, you know, in other states. They're being shipped over here, so we're hoping to see those like in the next, like, you know, couple of weeks.
Nice.
Into the group housing site. That'll be something that we're looking forward. And we're really focused on like school teachers, you know, first responders, and especially to get back our children back to West Maui. And so hopefully that will help to get people back into the community. Additionally, we are looking at placing some of these units on private sites, and that's going to be hinging upon, you know, do they have the space, you know, do they have the infrastructure to actually place one of these units.
So, okay.
We've already reached out to a lot of those families that may be eligible. And so we'll continue to do that. Additionally, we're also looking for secondary sites as well for perhaps other individuals that may have property that we can actually place some of these units on. And so we're looking for that. But there is an email address if we do have some takers out there that may have some property that's not located in a special flood hazard risk area. The email address to contact us is FEMA-R9-housing@FEMA.DHS.gov. So this is, again, our intent to try to get as many families back into West Maui as possible. So so this is a great you know, program. If people do have these sites that we can actually place these modular homes, that have infrastructure not in a special flood hazard risk area, that would be, we're interested in hearing from you.
Amazing. All right. Awesome. That's awesome information to give to the people out there. Yes. So are there other events happening that you guys can talk about? You know, other things that you guys are, you know, covering over there besides from the only homes, maybe? Maybe we can shed some light on possibly like how the community is, you know, starting to rebuild over there. I know that there's still some areas that were not untouched, and now they're up and operating again.
Yes. I mean, one of the things that we are seeing is, you know, last year we did mission assign the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, you know, to look at debris removal, and so doing that really helps to prepare homeowners to look at already start the rebuild process. And so that was really helpful. We're already starting to see homes starting to be repaired, people getting permits to start that repair process. And there's really, you know, two, when I look at all the disasters that I've been on, you know, there's basically two programs that help you get back to pre-existing conditions. One of those is your own insurance, your own homeowner's insurance. And the second thing is the Small Business Administration. And that's why we partner with the Small Business Administration, just because they're able to provide funding to actually help people, you know, rebuild. Also personal property as well, not only for homeowners, but also for renters as well.
That is amazing, right? That's amazing information to get out there to the people. Anything to add?
Well, thank you, Veronica, for mentioning this. Yes, we work as a team as far as spread, you know, with the disaster assistance that's available. So, yeah, people think we only, you know, help out businesses out there and nonprofits, but no, we help out homeowners and renters. Mm-hmm. We want to make that clear. We've been starting with the rebuild so far. We have been loaned. We have loaned over about $412 million. That's including homeowners, renters, businesses. So 80% usually come from homeowners and renters, so you know, and that 20% is businesses out there. So that's how it is mostly in every disaster. So, and we want to make that clear that as far as homeowners and renters, businesses and nonprofits for physical damage loans, they can still apply. They just need to provide a justification. Where they can go to the centers where we're here with FEMA at the Lahaina one at the Office of Recovery. That's also the same hours that we mentioned, which is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 to 4:30 p.m. And then Wednesday is 8:30 to 12:30, and then 1:30 to 4:30. So for that Wednesday. We also have the Business Recovery Center, which is in Kihei, 590 La Power Parkway. And that's at Suite 19, Building A, and that's 8 to 5 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. And then also the Council of Native Hawaiian Advancement. That's also Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., where FEMA as well is there. We also have the Business Resource Assessment Center, which is our resource partners. That's really to help out with businesses out there to help them recover. They need a free services, and this is really to have a business advisor giving you free resources to if you are post-disaster and you need guidance, which is a lot of people have been dealing with that, you can have that. It's right there and get that information out there, which is also Small Business Development Center. SCORE is giving free online services. This is take full advantage to those businesses out there. That's what's available. And I want to mention that we do have the which is the economic injury disaster loans for businesses and nonprofits. That deadline is November 9th. And that's really to help your business as far as the economic losses, to help you recover and keep your business afloat. So there's really all these options out there, and there's 0% interest, no accrual for 12 months, giving you the timeline from the date of your first disbursement. You're not ready to receive the funds, you have 24 months. So we're here to support in every way possible and give you those options. Yeah, we are the rebuild process and as far as recovery. And that's really, there isn't enough grants to rebuild, so that's why we work as a team to help you out, as far as that avenue. There is refinance option. We have been receiving a lot of feedback on that they had previous mortgages. You can get a low interest rate as low as 2.5% and cover that rate. So it's all in the loan. There's additional funds for mitigation. That's really to protect you from future damage, not just fires, all types of disasters. And then that's what I've been realizing as far as rebuilding, because they're starting right now with the mitigation as, there's things that, we want to do concrete home. That's really fireproof. So that's I'll give you little examples of really to utilize what you can use for these funds that is available for people out there. And they come from the U.S. Treasury. They're low. That's why it's such low interest rates. For home loans, low as 2.5%. For businesses, low as 4%. And then for nonprofits, low as 2.37%. So, and that's including places of worship, churches that were affected. We know that the Buddhist temple was affected and other, as well as the Maui medical clinic that was completely destroyed. So we're just trying to get that word out there that we are available there. And as far as you could go to the centers, and also you can apply online at lending.sba.gov. But I would suggest if you did get, you were not ready to receive your funds last year, it got canceled, you can do, you can get a reinstatement and get those as far as get that assistance from the one-on-one as customer service or 1-800 number at 1-800-659-2955. That's a customer service number. So that's just really as far as that. But for businesses, we offer up to $2 million, I just wanted to mention. And that's for physical damage as well as economic injury. And that's the same thing for nonprofits, up to $2 million, also both physical and, and economic. And for home loans, as low as up to $500,000 for physical damage to your primary residence and $100,000 for personal property, anything that's inside the home and your primary car. So a lot of cars have been, we see there's a lot have been destroyed completely. And that's for the renters, they can receive is the $100,000 for personal property and that primary car. So yeah, all these avenues are here with FEMA helping out people as far as temporary housing and rental assistance. So it's really beneficial for everybody to see what's out there and utilize it. That's it. We're here to help you. That's it. Recover and hopefully be here for the long run and take care of what's that's available for everybody.
Now I'm not going to ask like how many people have come, but is it hard for people like to come forward and get the information and get the help?
It's just the thing is they get discouraged with the process, which I completely understand. That's why we have those centers to help you through that, and we're here to support you. Okay, you've been denied. Okay, you can, as far as if you have lack of repayment ability, you can get referred back to FEMA for other needs assistance out there. That's for homeowners and renters only. So there's ways to, that's why I say follow through with the process and make sure you receive any, those, especially what is available from the federal government.
I can see how that is overwhelming because a lot of the homeowners are there with their own kapunas.
Right.
It's hard to go through the whole process. It's amazing that you guys have that. Have those centers to help them out, you know, to make them understand a little bit more. So hopefully now more people will come forward and seek more advice and more help from the programs you guys have available to the people. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for us, I mean, we have over 17,000 people that registered last year. They're still in our programs. But Tony, you made a really good point. We want to make sure that people come and visit us at the centers. We do have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-621-FEMA-3362. But we really encourage people to come by and visit us. We don't want anybody to expect any delays when they call our 800 number, especially, you know, given all of the disasters that are happening in the East Coast. We don't want any delays to happen or people to have to wait longer wait time. So we definitely want to encourage, you know, homeowners and renters to come and visit us at those centers.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. And hopefully now, you know, the more people come forward, that you can build up more and then bring more community into Lahaina. Let's start gaining more, you know, like you said, schools. Let's work on getting schools, bringing the kids back in. You know, it's one heart. Heartbreak for me was that that the public library was just completely obliterated. I like to see more, like, you know, like library system come back into play, more education stuff for the kids over there, and really bring more community back to the west side.
Absolutely. I mean, we were able to mission assign the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to actually build a school, and so I believe that's the was that the Kamehameha, I think that's the elementary school.
Okay.
And so we were able to get that up and running. So this year, the students didn't have to miss school. So that was one, great feat to ensure that, you know, the kids can go back to some type of normalcy and get back to school with their other classmates.
That is awesome. Well, mahalo for coming in. If you have any other information coming up in the future, you know, we are going through an election and everything like that, and let's see where it leads off into the future for how, you know, how more help can be given to the west side.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one more thing that I'd like to add. It's just 211. It's always a good phone number to call. They have great resources. They have case disaster managers on there that could help them through the process, especially, you know, for, you know, our older Americans that may need that extra help. and getting through any of the programs. There is, you know, some help there. So by calling 211, they have great resources there. And then just one other thing to mention is we know that there are a lot of homeowners that have what we call alternate living, additional living expenses. It's part of their insurance. It actually helps to pay for rental assistance, you know, while they rebuild. But some of that insurance is coming to an end. And so we want to make sure that they stay in touch with FEMA. So once they get that documentation from the insurance that they're no longer going to you know, be paying for their rental assistance, then come to FEMA and we would like to help you. There's funding out there, you know, for the homeowners.
Awesome. And, you know, there are people out there that are digital too. Where's the website they can go to and find information as well?
Well, there is a MauiRecovers.org is a great website. They give all the information. We might have some information as well on FEMA.gov. So we do have you know, a lot of our releases and FAQs are posted on there. But definitely MauiRecovers.gov is a good source for people to get the most current information.
That's amazing. So mahalo nui loa for coming in.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Down, talking a story with me. We're going to run this all week, hopefully. Put a segment up there, put it on TV all week long so everybody can see the information, everything like that. So mahalo for coming in and talking story with me. You're locked in on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Here's from Stevie Wonder with Superstition. We'll be right back. Band, that was Stevie Wonder with Superstition right here on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. You're back here with me, Brother Tony Midnight. There's an amazing guest today.
Brother Malento.
Oh, my ear!
Not me. I'll stop it.
Not me. Not me.
Yeah, sure, not me.
Not you. Okay, we'll do the weather real quick.
Yeah, man.
Okay, weather time right here on the local show, KAKU 88.5. I had to do a quick segment with the ladies from the FEMA. Talking stories about better business bureau, small businesses, and hanging and all the information that people need to help, you know, get their funding for housing again, you know, and build up the community in Lahaina. So yeah, that was good. That's good. That's a good talk right there, right there. Let's get into the Maui weather report right here on the local show this afternoon, for October 7th, 2024, Monday. For Kahului Town right now, this afternoon, 87 degrees and sunny. East-northeast winds at 21 miles per hour. And tonight, it's going to be dropping down to 71 degrees, mostly clear skies. Northeast winds at 14 miles per hour. Over on the east side of the island in Hana, 81 degrees right now. Possible rain out there in the forest. East winds at 6 miles per hour. And into the evening, 72 degrees, scattered rain showers. North-northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. Let's check out the west side, Lahaina Town. Rebuilding the community. There's people out there. 87 degrees right now and sunny. East, northeast winds at 16 miles per hour. And into the evening, 74 degrees. Mostly clear skies. Gonna be a little chilly over there. 15 mile per hour wind. East, northeast winds. Over there. Over there. You go over there. No, you go over there.
Oh man.
Right now in Kihei on the south side, 87 degrees and sunny. North winds at 22 miles per hour. Kind of windy. Kind of hot. Into the evening, 71 degrees, mostly clear skies. North wind steady at 22 miles per hour. Let's go over to up countryside, Pukalani Town. 83 degrees right now and sunny. I mean, look. Yeah, kind of sunny up there. East winds 20 miles per hour. And into the evening, 66 degrees, mostly clear skies. East wind at 13 miles per hour. We go. I'm hungry. You can buy me food.
No way.
Yeah, Pukalani, we go.
No.
Puk soup.
No.
Puk soup.
Yeah, sure.
For Wailuku Town, 84 degrees and sunny right now. Northeast winds at 18 miles per hour. And into the evening, 71 degrees, partly cloudy, northeast winds at 13 miles per hour. And let's take a quick look what's going on in Paia Town right now. 85 degrees and sunny, east winds at 23 miles per hour. And into the evening for Paia Town, 71 degrees, mostly clear skies, east winds at 17 miles per hour. And that's the afternoon weather report right here on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Yeah! Happy Halloween!
Oh, stop in the way. Happy Halloween, 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 happy Halloween,
silver shamrock. Happy Halloween, Halloween.
Not me. Halloween song.
Not me. Keep it locked here on KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Here's some music by the Strange Loves with I Want Candy. Where's my Halloween candy, Marlon?
I want candy. The County of Maui Department of Agriculture is collaborating with community partners across Maui, Molokai, and Lanai to develop a food and nutrition security plan and is seeking help prioritizing strategies to support Maui County's food system. The Food and Nutrition Security Plan aims to ensure that all Maui County residents have access to affordable, nutritious, and culturally appropriate food. The plan will be carried out by community leaders, including nonprofits, small businesses, and government-supported projects working to build a better food system for Maui County.
Thank you.
Based on input from more than 600 community members, including farmers, ranchers, fishers, hunters, foragers, educators, and public health workers, the County Department of Agriculture has developed a draft set of plan goals and objectives that address the top food system needs identified across Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. Those interested in helping the department prioritize the plan's draft objectives and provide feedback on what's missing from the plan may complete a 10-minute survey before October 11, 2024. The survey is at bit.ly/MauiNuafinspi. A virtual community meeting on the plan will be held Tuesday, October 8, at 6 p.m. to provide information on the plan and allow participants to share feedback in Maui County's food security needs. The full draft of the plan, including a description of the planning process so far, is available at mauicounty.gov/agriculture. If you have questions about the survey or plan, contact the County Department of Agriculture at agriculture@co.maui.hi.us or 808-270-8276.
The Grateful Dead played a different set list at every show. Since no two concerts were ever the same on stage, the same goes with the Grateful Dead radio program on KAKU 88.5 FM. Saturday night at 8 and Sunday night at 9, it's Dead Air. It's an hour of killer recordings, stories from the taper section, tall tales from the parking lot, and I'll throw in an interview from time to time. Hey, I'm Corey Daniels. Saturday night at 8 and Sunday night at 9, you'll get Dead Air on KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui.
How's it? I'm Brother Tony from The Local Show. KAKU is one listener-supported station. That means that all the kind shows you hear, like me, are sponsored by you, the listener, as well as our underwriters. If you would like to help keep a voice of Maui talking loud and clear like that, go to kakufm.org/donate and give today. And don't miss The Local Show, Monday through Thursdays, live at 1 p.m. on 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui.
coming for you. You're back on the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of Maui. Broadcasting out of Oahu. Maui Community Media Center. Tatau Kaului. Zero. Whoa. Boogeyman coming for you, buddy.
Boogie,
woogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie.
Okay. Now what?
Now what? Not me.
You tell the story. You tell the news.
Not me.
No. You tell me the news.
Not me.
I don't want to be in, Tony.
Not me.
I want to thank you.
I want to be looking, man.
I want to tell you the stuff. I raised that thing.
Thank you, I told you.
Buck you. I'm going to give you a whack.
I want to spank you, I told you.
Stop it. I'm going to give you buck. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Stop it.
What?
Cut it out.
What?
Stop it, Tony.
Not me.
Yay!
How's your weekend, man?
Huh?
How's your weekend?
Oh.
I was talking to yourself.
I stayed home and watched spooky movie. I watched the one with the vampires. Oh, you gonna come and drink your blood, the vampire?
That's me.
That's you, yeah.
No way.
You're the vampire.
Oh, quiet. Now tell me that.
Ah, shucks. We got some information to give out right now. On Monday night's Lahaina Strong Candidate Forum will be broadcast live right here at our Kaku Maui Community Media Center, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. from Hanaka'o'o Canoe Beach in West Maui. A live stream will be available on our Kaku Channel 54, Maui Stream App at akaku.org/watch. And Akaku's YouTube page at youtube.com/akakumaui/streams. At akakumaui/streams. I didn't know we had that. Event on October 7th is open to the public. It will be moderated by Hawaii News Now reporter Chelsea Davis. Amazing woman. With the community questions posed as well. All Maui County Council candidates have been invited. County Council candidates will have an opportunity to speak directly to the Lahaina community and a broader public, They're gonna talk to the public or whatever about how they would, handle things and take care of things and stuff like that for Lahaina. More information about the event and how to participate, contact Akaku or Lahaina Strong. That's happening tonight. We'll talk about the candidates. Going to talk about how they're going to help Lahaina. The West Maui candidates. Yeah, you sure? What do you mean you sure? Are you reading them right now on the internet, on the website?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you don't see them on websites.
Yeah, stop it. You really can, I told you.
You know my internet.
So what? I'm going to block you.
Yeah, so you know, can look at them up. You can look up the information. That's okay.
I'm gonna spank you, I told you.
Not
me.
What?
Not me.
What?
Not me.
What?
Not me.
Not.
Not me.
What?
Not me.
Meow.
Not me.
Woof woof.
Not me.
I'm
gonna spank you, I told you.
Aw, shucks. Marlin.
What?
Halloween! Yay!
Ah, quiet. How was hang up on you?
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
No.
Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
All right, we got some information over here happening Saturday. This is for the weekend of before Halloween. So Saturday, October 26th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Lahaina Cannery Mall, or Lahaina Cannery. They got the Halloween Spooktacular, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., costume contest, trick-or-treating, cakey crafts, and more. That's right. You can fill, you can take photos with the Wicked Witch and Glenda the Good Witch. Get fun cakey crafts, a costume contest, like I said. There's going to be store-to-store trick-or-treating. So bring out your little cakeys or your little ghouls and goblins and such like that, you know. More information on the Lahaina Cannery website and or social media sites. We got over at the Maui Mall Village on the same day, Saturday, October 26th, for the Central people. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. over there at the Maui Mall. They got the Halloween Boo Bash with a Kiki and Ohana costume contest and trick-or-treating for children of all ages. For more information on that, MauiMallVillage.com for details. And then we got the Kiki Halloween Sunday, October 27th over at the... I think this is Shops at Wailea. It's going to be the Shops at Wailea over here. 3 to 7 p.m. They got the Kiki and Pet Costume Contest. Registration starts at 3 to 4:30 p.m. Costume Contest is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Judges award winners 6 p.m. They're going to give you some awards. You know, it's a grand prize. Looks pretty fun. Center-wide trick-or-treating at all participating merchants. They'll be marked with balloons. It's going to be balloon animals at the Middle Valley in front of the Grip Curl. And then a magic show by Brenton Keith, located in the Lower Valley Performance Area. And then on Halloween night over in Kihei, it's a free event, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's the South Maui Gardens, 35 Ohana Road in Kihei. Halloween in the Gardens. You got a Kiki costume contest over there, pet parade and costume contest for the pets, live DJ, dance party, free community event, food prizes, meet adoptable pets with Maui Humane Society, donation drive for MHS. For more information, southmauigardens.com and on their Facebook and Instagram, South Maui Gardens. And that is the Halloween info for Maui. There'll be more added later on. I still got to do some more research, but that's the ones that I've found. So, yeah, happy Halloween! Yay!
Okay.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
Huh?
Coffee.
What?
Thinking the song I told you.
Oh, okay. Here's some Deep Purple with Hush right here on the local show. KAKU 88.5 FM, the voice of mom if you want to howl at the moon. I went to Seafood City, man, and I went to go look inside. I went find, I have like Skyflake cracker, but the kind different one. And this is the magic cracker. We have sour cream and onion. And then pancit. I'm gonna make pancit after for my lunch.
The one you make in the microwave,
the pancit. The one with the in the bag.
But you never get sick.
Why?
You never get poison or over there?
Poison? No, I don't eat poison.
They give you poison food at Seafood City.
They give you poison food at Seafood City?
Yeah, man.
Why, you didn't get sick?
No, I never get sick. Somebody did.
Somebody did? What happened?
They were eating something like fish from that place, and the people got sick.
When?
A long time ago, and they went throw up, and they went vomit, and then they went battle, and they had diarrhea.
When was this?
Long time ago, Tony.
That should be a long time ago. Seafood City only been opened up for a couple of weeks.
I know, but they said, don't go eat there because the food, they give you poison.
Who said that?
Somebody did.
Somebody did?
Yeah.
Ah, that's just hearsay, man. If it's not in the news, I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
No way, they did.
No. You heard that from somebody that maybe stay mad at them or something like that. I don't know nothing about nothing. Stop, okay? It. I'm not gonna be talking about this place get the kind over here. Unless it's official news, I'm not gonna talk about it. So don't bring that up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. No pun for you.
Stop! You
know,
put it up.
No, no pun for you.
I ain't get pun this off. You quiet.
No pun this off for you.
You listen, Tony.
Okay, do it then, right now.
Come here. You listen, man.
Come here. What I gonna do? Come to the TV?
No.
You
listen, I told you.
Yeah. Okay, come over then.
No, I don't come over.
Huh?
Stop it.
Well, go ahead, man. Okay, I'll show. I'm going home.
No, not for you.
I gotta go eat my lunch, man. I get chicken.
Mine. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna make chicken right now.
No way, in the toilet, I'm sorry.
I'm going bye-bye. What you gonna do? You gonna stay on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine then, bye.
No, you're not gonna hang up.
Huh?
154 yet, man.
Ah, shucks.
I'm 55, I can't go yet. I'm sorry.
No, I think drink calamansi juice.
Yeah, calamansi juice.
Calamansi?
Yeah, yourself.
Not me, yourself?
You're the one, not me, yourself. Stop it, Tony, I'm gonna spank you yourself. No, you're gonna get spanked yourself.
No, you're gonna get spanked. No, spank yourself.
No way.
Okay, that's it for the local show, KAKU 88.5 FM. And the voice of Maui, I am out of here. Here's some music by the Crystal Lights with Blackula. Aloha, Maui. Ah, yeah, hang up on you, bye. Pala show. Ah, the show, Paul. Hang up.
A living corpse.
Hang up.
Hang up.
Hang up. Hang up. Hang up. Hang up.
No.
Hang up. Haha, you hang up. Haha, you hang up.
I never hang up.
You're shut up already. No more on TV, Paul.
No.
The show party. No more on the channel, Paul.
The County of Maui Department of Water Supply, DWS, invites the community to a project update about its ongoing water pipe inventory to comply with U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, LEED, and Copper standards. The community meeting will be held October 18th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Cameron Center Auditorium, 95 Mahalani Street, Wailuku. There, DWS will offer details on the new EPA law, status of the inventory content, upcoming work, and future updates. For more information, visit the DWS webpage at mauicounty.gov/544-LEED-COPPER.
Man, I love my kids so much. I want Sapp for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit